Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 21, Loans and Credit. 1. To what I reported to you at the last meeting, I shall now add a detailed explanation of internal loans. I won't say any more about foreign loans, because they have fed us with the national monies of the Goyim. But for our state, there will be no foreigners, that is, nothing external. 2. We have taken advantage of the mistakes of administrators, and slackness of rulers, to get our monies twice, thrice and more times over, by lending monies to the Goy governments, which were not at all needed by the states. Could anyone get away with making the same type of loans to us? Obviously not. So I shall only deal with the details of internal loans. 3. The process begins by the state, announcing that it needs to borrow money from the public. Interest-bearing paper, bills of exchange, will be printed and offered for sale. In order that these are within reach of everyone's investment capacity, the price of these bills will be kept low, and a discount will be offered for early subscribers. The next day, by artificial means, the price of them goes up. The alleged reason being that everyone is rushing to buy them. In a few days, the treasury safes are, so to speak, overflowing, and there's more money than they can deal with. The subscription, it is alleged, covers the issue of the loan total, many times over. And in this lies the whole stage effect. Hey, look, they say, what confidence is being shown in the government's bills of exchange? 4. But once the comedy has played out, there emerges the fact that a debit, and an exceedingly burdensome debit, has been created. In order to pay the interest on this debit, it becomes necessary to take out new loans, which do not reduce, but only add to the debt owing. And when this credit is exhausted, it becomes necessary to introduce new taxes, to cover, not the principal of the loan, but only the interest on it. These taxes are a debit created to cover a debit. 5. Eventually, the time comes for converting the interest-bearing paper into cash. But due to the large debit problems described above, the government announces that it will need to reduce the payment of interest, without covering the principal portion of the debt. And another problem they will claim, is that they can't do this conversion, without the consent of the lenders, many of whom are not willing to convert their paper. If everybody expressed his unwillingness, and demanded his money back, the government would be hooked on their own promises, and would be found insolvent, and unable to pay the proposed sums. But fortunately, for the Goy governments, their subjects have known nothing about financial affairs, and have always preferred losses on exchange, and reduction of interest, to the risk of new investments of their monies. This trick has enabled these governments to throw a debit of several millions off their backs on many occasions. 6. Nowadays, with external loans, these tricks cannot be played on us by the Goyim, because they know that we shall demand all our monies back. 7. In this way, acknowledged bankruptcy will prove to the people of various countries that their rulers do not have the financial resources to look after them. 8. I beg you to focus your attention upon this point, and upon the following. Nowadays, all internal loans are consolidated by so-called short-term or flying loans, that is, they have terms of payment more or less near. These debts consist of monies paid into the savings banks and reserve funds. If left for long in the hands of the government, these funds will evaporate, by way of payments of interest on foreign loans. But the funds are placed on deposit at these banks for equivalent amount of rents. 9. The rent, interest, paid by the banks on these deposits, should cancel the interest payable on foreign loans, and patch up all the leaks in the state treasuries of the goyim. 10. When we ascend to the throne of the world, all these financial and similar types of transfers will be swept away, so as not to leave a trace, because they are not in accord with our interests. All money markets will also be destroyed, since we shall not allow the prestige of our power to be shaken by fluctuations of prices set upon our values. We shall announce, by law, the price of securities, which represents their full worth, without any possibility of lowering or raising it. Raising gives the pretext for lowering, which indeed was where we made a start in lowering the values of the goyim. 11. We shall replace the money markets by grandiose government credit institutions, the purpose of which will be to fix the price of industrial values, stock prices, in accordance with government views. These institutions will be in a position to fling upon the market hundreds or millions of industrial bonds in one day, or to buy up the same amount. In this way, all industrial undertakings will come to depend on us. You can imagine what immense power we shall secure for ourselves in this way.